among the many legacies that we are left by now the late Stan Lee. Seems very weird to say that. The co-creator, one of the legendary figures in really world pop culture, Stan Lee, passed away. The news just out a few minutes ago. Taken to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles after suffering what's being called a medical emergency, and was declared dead shortly after. Stan Lee was 95 years old, so I imagine that we'll be hearing more information and specifics about the cause of death, but he was 95 years old. You want to talk about one of the most creative people ever in the arts. I think it's fair to say that Stan Lee was in the arts, certainly comic book arts, but I would extend it beyond that, creating Spider-Man and Fantastic Four and X-Men and Iron Man, and the list goes on and on and on and on of all the great Marvel heroes that we either read as actual comic books or discovered on television, like the Spider-Man cartoon series, from which we played the theme song a few minutes ago. And then this mega explosion of popularity at the motion pictures with first Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man, and then, you know, the Avengers movies that came after that, and the individual Avengers, all with their own motion pictures. This year being a particularly spectacular year for Marvel, Disney. The Disney company now owns Marvel, with not only Avengers, but the phenomenal Black Panther movie that came out earlier this year and will certainly wind up being one of the most successful films, not only of the year, but really of all time. All of this started as a seed with the great Stan Lee, who passed away. Good afternoon. I'm Dean Richards, filling in for John today. And literally, as we're getting ready to walk into the studio and, you know, do the show, we had many other things planned for today. And we will get to other things today as well. The news comes over our phones, probably the same way it came over your phone that Stan Lee had passed away. So he is truly one of the giants. And I think that we need to spend a little time talking about this complete genius, in my opinion. Joining us on the phone to start the show is Josh Kelly, who's the manager of Chicago's Loop's Graham Crackers Comics, which is one of the largest comic book chains in mid-America. And Josh, thank you for joining us on the phone. We appreciate it very much.
Hey, thank you for having me, and sorry that we have to meet this way.
Yeah, I unfortunately had to be the one to break the news to Josh, because it had just cleared the wires when we had heard about it. So I always feel a little bad about that when we're, you know, looking for experts to talk to, or to, you know, bring some dimension into some of the stories that we're talking about. I hate being the one that has to tell people, but
I'm still processing.
I know. I could tell when I told you the news that you were saddened and shocked by the news. What did Stan Lee mean to you?
Oh, Stan Lee, he was definitely one of the greatest, if not the greatest, in comics. Him and Jack Kirby, they went through and they created so many magnificent mythologies, and I'm just sad to see like one of the masterminds behind comics, the way we know him today, is gone.
All starting in comic books before the movies that, you know, people of a certain age will only know the big movies that come out a couple of times a year now. But which ones are the Marvel comics, the ones that had Stan Lee's imprint all over them? Which ones are the most popular in your comic book stores?
Oh, well, it first started off with Marvel Comics with Fantastic Four number one. He and Jack Kirby, they created it, and they wanted to start their own interconnected comic book universe. And that's how it all started. But then with Spider-Man, just blew up. Spider-Man was pretty much every comic book, and that's one of our biggest sellers here at the store. And you go anywhere in the world, and anyone could say that that's Spider-Man. And he helped create the Hulk and Doctor Strange, and there's just so many wonderful characters out there that he helped create.
Yeah, I mean, you know, go down the list of the Avengers, really. You know, and for those who may not be into the Marvel Universe as much as some others, those include Iron Man and Thor and Captain America and Black Panther. Who am I leaving out of this great lineup?
Oh golly, Ant-Man was one of them, and the Wasp. There was just so many different characters that pretty much anyone that you see on the big screen that Stan Lee had his hand in it.
Talk to me a little bit about how Stan Lee was initially received. Because I think, you know, one of the big stories that we'll take out of looking back on the life of Stan Lee is how, you know, Hollywood and the world's arms were not exactly wide open for this free thinker when he first started all of this back in the early 60s, right?
Right. It was like 62, I believe, is when Fantastic Four number one came out, like right towards the end of 62. But Stan Lee, he's been in comics since he was a teenager. And I think one of the very first things that he helped make a story for was Captain America number three in the Golden Age. And that was in the heyday of like all the World War II stuff going on and everything. And when he and Jack Kirby got together, along with a couple other folks, like his brother Larry Lieber, they all got together and they wanted to start their own universe. And at first, they were mavericks of their own comic book company there, a little company known as Marvel. And then all of a sudden, it just blew up. And actually, in the 70s, there was a little bit of a lull, and DC Comics had to come in and help them produce comics, which is a fun little rich history there of, because those are the two big boys on the block. And when that happened, people were kind of like, oh, Marvel will never last. And well, they pulled up their boots and
did they ever.
Yes.
I mean, really, they dominate now. They dominate motion pictures. I was talking when the latest movie, Ant-Man and the Wasp, came out, I was talking with both Paul Rudd and Michael Douglas about how ironic it is that, you know, there was a time in motion pictures when, you know, movies were dominated by dramas, comedies, stories about humans. But now it's all super. Everything is superhero now.
Oh yeah, yeah. And Spider-Man is one of those ones that help springboard it off the ground. And believe it or not, Blade was the one that really got things going in the 90s. That kind of gave the green light for like the X-Men. And then once the X-Men was doing well, then that's when they were like, okay, we can definitively do a Spider-Man movie now.
Yeah. That's amazing. It's amazing. A couple of things that really stand out in my mind about Stan Lee. One, of course, was the always anticipated cameo that he would make in all of the motion pictures. I always look forward to it. I know that there are a couple of Marvel comics that are still in the can, so we're still going to see him in a couple of times. But
I hope so.
Yeah, both in the comics and in the motion pictures, Marvel stories were very characteristic of having some sort of moral message, social message.
Yeah.
It wasn't just, you know, good guys versus bad guys. They were metaphors on the Red Scare that spread through Hollywood. They were metaphors for civil rights. They were metaphors for lots of important things that obviously were very important to Stan Lee.
Yeah, he was very topical when it came to comics and everything. Even like with the Hulk, you know, he was thinking about the duality of man, where it's like normally I'm like weak and everything, but when I get angry, that's when I become more powerful, you know. And with Peter Parker, he was like the everyday man. But when he put the costume on, that's when he can be the person he wants to be and say all the little quips and everything, you know. And,
Stories that were about something. So, stories that were good guys and bad guys and exciting with the costumes and the superpowers and, you know, all of that. But they also meant something. At the end of the day, There was a layer that meant something, whether you're reading a comic book or going to see a motion picture. Which of the Marvel products are the most popular, do you think, that people of all ages are still attracted to?
Well, probably Avengers, of course, with the movies coming out, and Spider-Man will probably always be the number one title that sells for us the best. X-Men, once an X-Men issue comes out, everyone has to jump on it just to see what's going on with their favorite characters there. Those are probably like the three big ones there. And they just reintroduced the Fantastic Four into the Marvel Universe. A few years ago, there was a big storyline that kind of dissolved the Fantastic Four, but now they're back.
Yeah.
The first family of Marvel.
Seems the first family of Marvel. Probably.
Yep.
Stan Lee probably considered him his, his children, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure, yeah, and he sometimes the story wrote itself, you know, and Stan was just putting words in their mouth.
Well, truly one of the most creative of all time, that's for sure. Very saddened by the death of the great Stan Lee. His life, the last few years, I think his wife passed away a year or two ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, since then, he's had lots of health issues. There have been lots of issues about his caretaking issues,
right?
That I hope were resolved in some way. And
I hope so.
Since the company was sold to the Disney company, I hope the legacy goes on. I mean, really, there is no bigger company to keep something like that alive and thriving and strong. So let's hope the legacy of Stan Lee and Marvel Comics continues forever.
Oh, I know it will, and I hope the best for his family and friends and everything. I give my best to him.
It's nice of you to take a minute, Josh, to talk with us about this. Josh is the manager of the Graham Crackers Comic Store. What is your exact address downtown, Josh?
We're located at 77 East Madison Street, like right across the street from the Bean. And also you can check us out at grahamcrackers.com.
Okay, yeah, that's, again, one of the largest comic book chains in Middle America. Appreciate you joining us and sharing some of your expertise on this breaking story today. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Josh.
Yes, and you have a wonderful day now.
Yeah, appreciate you being able to join us. It's 1:22, and this is Dean Richards in for John Williams, WGN.